What's up, guys? All right. So I paid my ticket, which is €3.50, which is well under $4 American, to come into this castle. Now, apparently this castle or this manor was built in 1878, and it has been remodeled many, many, many times over the past 50 years. Now it's property of the Latvian government, and I guess it's like a museum where, you know, people like me can like walk around, you know. So that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna walk around, guys. We're gonna walk around, take a tour of this place. This is the dining room. As you guys can clearly see, it's marked. This over here is the fireplace. Fireplace made of ceramic elements. You guys can pause this video and read all this stuff if you want. Like I said, my phone is gonna die, so unfortunately I can't do a lot of video. Fireplace in here. We have this painting. Damn. Now this has two floors to it and a basement, plus it has like a rooftop, so we are on the first floor. I guess this was done back in 1937, this painting over here, 1937. Now this is the festival hall. This is where we are. This is the festival hall. You know, that's the stairs over there. So, what's this? Number two, coat hangers, I guess. I mean, I don't see anything of importance in here other than coat hangers. Number three, library and reading room. All right, so. Let's see what these people are reading. I wonder if any of these books are like 100 years old or anything like that. Now, I'm not gonna open that up and find out, you know. I wonder if any of these books are really that old. Those look like old-ass books in there. Like I said, I ain't gonna open it up and find out, but let's keep on moving. So apparently, this is a reclining chair. Now, I'm not gonna sit in it. The chair is a gift to the new castle of Sigurda from the last descendant of the Kroptics, or something of that sort. Hundred and ninth generation. Oh, so this guy died just a couple of years ago who sat in this chair. 109th generation, okay. 109th generation, that's like what? 2,000 years? Interesting. So these guys probably go back to like the beginning of, 2,000 years ago. Interesting. All right. Okay. Wait a second. If that's Nicholas Kroptikons, then who the F is this dude over here? Okay. Wait, okay, so this chair was a gift to Kenya's Nikolai Kroptikon. Nikolai was the only heir of the Kroptikon family in the 109th generation who died in... Okay, wait a second. So this Nikolai Kroptikon died in 2014. So, who the hell is this dude? Okay, so who's this dude? This dude should have died like a couple of years ago. Who the hell is this dude? Okay, wait a second. I'm confused now. Is this a dude who died a couple of years ago, or is this like his father? I don't know. Let's read. Nikolai, where's the English version? Okay, so apparently this guy took this place over in 1893. In 1907, the prince became vice governor of something, and having survived several assassination attempts, he sided with the white movement against the Bolsheviks and cooperated with the Western Russian Voluntary Army led by Pavel, the Latvian professional. Oh, okay, so apparently the Jews came after him. Oh no, this is in Russian down here. Yeah. So I just want to know who the hell died a couple of years ago. If it wasn't this dude, was it like his son or something? Okay, who's this person? Oh, that's his mother. Oh, let's read about his mother really quick. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, apparently these guys were like old school European nobilities. And of course, you know, the Bolsheviks, aka the Jews, came in and fucked up their shit. So that's usually how it works. They're trying to do that in America right now, you know. Okay, so apparently the train station that I came in was around for, you know, 120 years. Okay, that's not bad. Okay. I still want to know who the hell died in 2000. Okay. Is this the same dude? Okay, born in 18... Okay, if this is Nikolai Kropotkin, then who the hell is this guy? I don't get it. Maybe you guys can know better. Alright. Just sit back a little bit. Pizza cheese. Yeah. Apparently, he's writing poetry. Okay, so this book is almost 100 years old, like 90-some years old, I guess, you know. And this book, 1943, so this book is about, you know, 80 years old. Okay, that's good. Alright, where's the English here? After the fall of Riga, the First World War. At the beginning of the occupation, so apparently after the Nazis were defeated, the Soviets came in and they're like, yeah, we don't care about this stuff, we're just gonna throw this stuff in the garbage can. Kind of like what they're doing in America right now. Okay, what the hell is this? Construction of the Segunda New Palace. Okay, let's read. Okay, so this was built on 1871 to 1878 by Prince Dimitri. Can you guys read it, or is that light in the way? Okay, let's see if I can turn this off. Let's see if you guys can read it. Okay, so apparently there was some stuff from the 17th century that they incorporated into building this building. Again, guys, this building is like right next to that Livonian temple that was built like 1207. What are we doing? The artist has chosen his wife as a model. Yeah, she doesn't look happy. Yep. Dude, guys, I don't care how far back you go. There were always were unhappy, miserable wives or 304s, man. That's just how it is. You know, the only difference between us today and these guys back in, you know, these guys 100 years ago, the only difference between us and them is that we lived the hoes around the place. You know, that's the only difference. Otherwise, it's the same damn thing with hoes. A map of 1923 shows Segunda between two areas. Okay, so that's not bad. Yeah, I have to admit, Segunda is a really nice place. It's only like an hour away from Riga, and a lot of people come here for touristic purposes. This is not a bad place, but I'd rather go to places closer to the Russian border that have very, very small population of people. Okay, so apparently this guy is writing poetry. I don't know if you guys can read it. Probably want to stop and read a few decades out there. Yeah, apparently they're writing poetry. God, I hate these lights messing up, you know, the phone and shit like that. But you guys can probably read his poetry. Okay. So apparently, this is a postcard of the castle that we were touring before we came into this place, you know. That's where we were before we came into this place. All right, guys, let's go on to the second floor before my battery dies. We got a restroom. Maybe you guys can say I went into the restroom of, like, royalty or something like that. That's in case of an emergency situation. You guys can read that on your own later. All right, so. Staff only. Okay, can't go over there, I guess. Writer's place. Rebuilt a couple of times in the past 150 years. Who are these dudes? Room for VIPs, eh? In no coach Spitzville won't be allowed in here, right? Okay, apparently the Jews did a coup in 1934, from what I'm reading. So apparently they got a new interior back in the 40s, I guess. Palace ghosts, eh? Apparently there are no ghosts in here, but people just go with it from what I can tell. It is where it is. Painting. Omani's room. I have no idea who Omani is. School telephone. Okay, maybe this is Omani's suit. They don't have anything that says. Maybe this is his suit. Well, at least he had nice shoes. Alright, what are we looking at? Cultural workers. The cultural life of Segura flourished after the establishment of the writer's space. Okay, so the coup was in 1934, as we can tell. Okay, apparently this probably was after the coup. Not a single, well, there's a couple of happy people in there, but most of them look like, they look like politicians from today. They're just not happy people, man. It is what it is. Guest houses in Latvia, 1920s and 30s. The guest house had a vegetable and fruit garden. Huh. Oh, that's not bad. So this place had 40, wait a second, the writer's room. Where is the writer's room? Okay, guest houses in Latvia. Oh, okay. So the guest houses in Latvia were between 6 to 8 lats, and the qualified worker was making 120 lats. Obviously, you can't make, you can't live here for a whole month, because that will be like 3 times your salary back then. You know, apparently this was like in the 1920s. Yeah, 1929, you know, that's when the Great Depression happened. So, yeah, they had inflation back then, they have it today, or, you know, people just can't afford stuff. That's just how it is. You can't be a regular person anymore. What the hell is this? What is this? I'm not gonna play this game. I don't know what this game is. Oh, yeah, that's a phone. Yeah, I don't care about this game. What's in here? Oh, that's a... ghosts. Anybody in here? Okay, guys, apparently this is a ghost room. Okay, this is where they heard ghost noises. Ooh. Alright, let's get on out of here. Okay. 2 rats, I guess, you know. Feels kind of chilly in here. Oh, okay, apparently this is a 2-rat. Let's do this. Okay, so this is the top of it. Oh, Lord. Okay. So, we are at top of it. Alright. So, that's the remnants of the Livonian Order. We are at the top of the turrets. We can pretty much see all of Sigoda from up here. There's a lake over there behind the house. I'm not gonna go to the basement because the tour lady was like, ain't nothing in the basement. So, plus my phone is probably gonna die. So I wanna have enough power just to get back to the train station and my Airbnb. So yeah, guys, we're gonna end our tour with a look at Sigoda from the top of this manor that was built back in 1878. Oh, look, Latvian flag up there. Ain't nobody. Yeah, no climbing. You can't climb it. I'm not gonna climb it. Fuck that shit. So, yeah, man. Like I said, guys, at the end of the day, man, you all need to get out of the big cities. This is what everybody here watching this needs to understand, man. You just gotta get out of the big cities. Even an hour trip, like 30 miles away, and it's like a totally different place, man. Major vibes between, you know, small towns and freaking big cities, guys. So everybody watching this, man, you gotta get away from the big cities. That's the whole point, you know, of me coming here to Latvia, man. Anyway, guys, so I'm gonna end the video on this, and I'll see you once I get back to Riga.